The line is open, the light is near. Bring your question, leave your fear. With angel spirit signs and soul, the unseen world begins to glow. Loved ones, guides, and truth come through. Tonight the message may be for you.
Ask the angel.
Open your heart tonight.
Ask the angel.
Step into the light. Now welcoming Rachel Corpus, angel incarnate and psychic medium. This is Ask the Angel.
Hello, my lovelies. Welcome to tonight's show. I am so happy to be with you this week. I had such lovely feedback from last week's show when we learned a little bit about oracle cards. So we're going to jump off of that thought, and we're going to pull just some quick cards this week. This card pull is about past, present, future. And then after we go into that, I'm going to be live channeling questions from listeners today. So a lot of you have sent in some pretty cool questions, and I've just kind of glossed over them because I never want to pre-channel too much. What I'm going to be doing today is demonstrating how I live channel, not going into a trance because I'm not a trance channel. You get to see how we do that. And so I'm going to just read the question to you, start talking to that person's guides, angels, loved ones, get the answer. You also can call in live. Gotta tell you, I have like a lump in my throat because today my middle son, it's his birthday, he's 17, and I'm not one of those moms that is overly attached to their kids, but it's just a big week because I told you last week my kids were going back to school. That's today. Happen to really love my kids. My middle son is turning 17, I think. Yeah, 17. Just a big day. All about making cakes and being a mom. It's been such a lovely day, but it's all kind of like caught here and here in a good way. So, happy to be in your lovely presence today and just share that with you. So today we're going to start with a card pull. Going to answer some lovely questions. And if you want to call in and share in this energy, share what's on your heart. The number is 888-627-6008. You got your pencil ready? 888-627-6008. Now that number doesn't change, so I think it's a good idea if you put it in your phone, put it on your fridge, on your mirror, 888-627-6008. There's so many great shows on this network, and they all utilize that number. You should catch all these shows because this is a great way for you to just sink in and learn, enjoy, love your life, whether you're in your car, you're falling asleep. This is your meditation of the day. This first card will tell you anything you need to know about your past. Are you ready? I want you to kind of get into the energy of your past with no judgment. You don't need to know if this is yesterday or long past. Just the energy of past. No judgment. Yesterday. Maybe you can sing a song about, sing that Beatles song in your mind. I can't sing it now because we don't want to pay for that or get in trouble for that. I once helped advise on a movie about John Lennon and got to know John Lennon very well in that capacity. Amazing. He'll still come through quite often and joke with me. Amazing. I have a poster from that movie in my youngest son's room. Past. The first card in past. The angel said, we have been focusing a lot on our security, survival. We were choosing to think about our security more from the framework of, do we have enough on this earth? Like thinking bank accounts, stuff like that. We were really stuck in that 3D. This is our present card. This is what they've noticed we've been thinking about presently, in this moment, today. Opportunity. So even though we have been thinking about 3D stuff, stuck in the rut, a lot of like, do I have enough for my money? I have enough to pay my rent, my mortgage, to share with others? According to them, you are experiencing a shift in the present moment, that you're moving into opportunity. I'm going to show you these cards in a minute. Now, what about what's coming up? The universe is at your doorstep. You can create what you want. Now, this is not a card that tells you your life is a movie. This is a card that says you create your reality and that the universe is willing to work with you if you're going to do the legwork. Okay? So this is an opportunity card. Look, you've got two opportunity cards. You're just opening up the processes, the energy to create what you want. And this next card says, in the near future, the universe is going to be listening better. As if, in all this talk we've been saying about how not only are we waking up, but the world is waking up with us. Well, what if Mother Earth says, hey, now I know how to work with you better. We match. We're more in alignment. So, do your planning. Start listening to what words come out of your mouth. Are you someone that says often, it's just the way it is? I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, those are spells. Those are vows. Those are things that come out of your mouth, and they start to write your history, your reality. And so can you rewrite them by just listening and observing and stop saying those things? Here's what these cards look like. Let me turn my light around. This is the first card you got. This is the security card. This is that deck that's so made of textiles. My deck that's coming out in a couple of months is also a textile deck. I can't wait for you to get it. Give it to your loved ones. I'll share more about that soon. And this was the deck. This is the card that's about present opportunity. With those angels bringing something in for you, anything you want. That one's like, oh, I've been doing this for you so long, I'm so tired, I'm so tired. Then you have a butterfly. So look, we don't always know what opportunities are coming to us because we don't always know when our angels are talking to us, but they're always showing us signs. Look for the signs that make sense to you. And also say to your angels, don't be so quiet about it. Be more obvious. Send me signs that you're working in my favor. Make it obvious. And then the future card, the universe. If you are joining us from YouTube or Facebook Live, remember, I can't see your comments because we're on a different platform, but you can call in. And I will see your comments on the replay. I hope they're not all about the sound. If you have some great questions for Spirit, and you can call in. 888-627-6008. Okay, wonderful. Now, let's get you some questions because you all showed up. My gosh. Let's start with Thomas. This is Thomas from Hendersonville, North Carolina. Thomas, I hear you, my love. Your dad died several years ago. I'm just going to read it from you. My dad died several years ago, and I rarely dream about him. My dad says the same thing about his dad. Doesn't mean you're not connecting. Last month, I dreamed that he was sitting at the kitchen table in my childhood home, exactly where he always used to sit. He didn't say anything. He just looked at me and smiled. And when I woke up, I was crying before I even knew why. I've never had a dream that real. Here's the question. Do you think our loved ones can actually come through to us in this way?
All right, everyone, we're back. So let's re-lipstick it. Here we go. Set the energy. Here we go. Ready? You got your lipstick on? You need a minute? That's a good color. Good color for you. Good job. Good job. Oh, and also last week I decided to give myself bangs. Don't do that. Never, never do that. Never do that. Okay, Thomas, are you ready for your answer? So Dad, you had a dream with Dad. It was super real. And you're wanting to know if loved ones can actually come through to us in this way. Absolutely, yes. Because let's be technical. Let's be nerds for a minute together. First of all, when you're in your dreams, you're in I had this therapist that used this word, non-ordinary state. Isn't that delicious? You're in a non-ordinary state. You're not pushing back at your reality. So when dad's at his at the table, you're like, hi, dad. You're not saying you're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be here. No, you're just accepting that dad's at the table like he always was. So other non-ordinary states, well, you could be meditating. You could be in surgery, something like that. You could have had too much to drink. You could be in a sacred journey, ayahuasca, marijuana, something like that. All those things are up to you. You know what I'm always going to say to you guys, you don't need something extra like marijuana or something to help you on a journey. You don't need that. You have everything you have inside. Also, it's okay to utilize those things, psilocybin, et cetera, if you want to. Those create non-ordinary states. You can get to those states without anything like that. Transcendental meditation, prayer, you have all that within you. So on your end, you are able to meet dad's vibration because you weren't arguing with it. You were just in floating mode, traveling mode. You also go to other places when you dream. We all do. We go to different dimensions, go to different places in our mind. Now, from your dad's perspective, he is not attached to his physical body anymore. You're not either. Neither am I. But we're here in this internship of life, and we've created this amazing reality, right? I know I'm sitting in this chair, and yet, you know, I work so much in quantum physics that I know if I kept looking at the how we created this chair, it's not made of anything physical. But I don't really need to think about that because my butt just needs a place to be. You're in your body right now, but your dad's not. He doesn't need it anymore. That avatar, it expired. Okay? So he's got a passport to go wherever he wants, whenever he wants. He's also working with his guides. That could be his parents, a teacher he loved, his angels, who are his non-human helpers, who aren't religious unless he's religious, right? He's working on the emotional stuff that helps him travel easier. So sometimes he just wants to sit with you and be with you. There might not be any words he needs to share. It's just about being in the easiness of your presence. Because what I'm hearing from your dad is when he was with you in life, he was so busy taking care of you by providing for you and working so hard. When he was home, he was too tired to just sit at the table without falling asleep. And then when he sat in his recliner and he wanted to watch the ball game with you, he fell asleep. Now he was still listening to the ball game. But then when you wanted to tell him stuff about the movies you were watching or the projects you were working on at work, he listened, he did, but he was really tired. And there was nothing he could do to keep himself awake because this man is a hard worker. So yes, absolutely, he's coming to visit you. He's visiting you when you are at work, when you're with your children and your grandchildren. And he shows me that you're very good with your animals too. Those are your children as well. Well done. And this is a way that he gets to know you in the way he always wanted to, but he didn't even know that because he's such a hard worker. The kitchen table, that's one of those places that he says he just used to walk by that place. Kitchen table, just going to work, pick up his keys, go out the back door. It didn't seem like this is Rachel speaking. I'm going to put a word in here, a sacred place. And yet it's where he's showing up for you. It is a sacred place. And it happens to be, think about this like longitude and latitude. When you want to meet him, go to that place. And here's a question from your angels, Thomas. What's your longitude and latitude? What place do you think of when you think of your dad? Call him to that place. Those places, since they're not really physical, even though this chair feels physical, like we said, they're not. They're made of energy. That energy is made of memories, feelings. So if you can think of a place that you went with your dad, He's showing me a back of a store that you own together, where you work together. I can smell it. Smells like maybe he was a butcher, or this is like a grocery store. You can smell the meat department. Go to that place. Okay. Sit there with him. What memories do you have there? Was that your first job with him? Was that your family business? That makes sense to you. Okay. I'm glad that you wrote in, and thank you for watching. That means so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. And also your dad's watching too. Thank you, Dad. Elena, are you ready? I'm going to butcher this. Alcalá de Henares, Spain. I probably didn't say that right, but I felt so beautiful saying it. Cheers. Let's see. I came across a photograph of my grandmother when she was young and suddenly had this overwhelming feeling that I knew her in a way that went beyond her granddaughter. I even started crying and I couldn't explain it. Since then, I've wondered if we can recognize souls we've known in other lifetimes. I see where you're going. Is it possible that sometimes we can remember someone before we actually remember how we know them? So I think what you're getting at here, Elena, is that when you saw the photograph of your grandmother when she was young, you had what you think might be another life connection, a past life connection. So that's where I'm going to go with this, okay? And this appears to be, so on, when I'm working with families, and this could be different for other mediums, on the right side is the father's side. On the left side is the mother's side. She's coming to me on the right side. So this is your father's side. Now, let me make sure that I'm not getting, okay, so you didn't list that. And I'm just going to muscle test that. To muscle test, if anybody wants to learn, you take your tall finger and your thumb. You lock them in like a Christmas garland. Did you make those in your little, the paper? Lock it like a Christmas garland. If it's a yes, you shouldn't be able to break, ouch, ow. You shouldn't be able to break your fingers. I really pulled hard. If it's a no, you should be able to break it. And you almost hear like a snap in there. So you want to practice this with your body? Give your body absolute yeses. Say your name, say your birthday. Feel that yes. And then go to no's so you can feel the no. So I'm just checking. Yeah. So this is your dad's side, Grandma. Now I'm just going to ask, are there past lives that you have shared? I'm getting a strong yes on that. So now I'm going to go into my claircognizance, knowing because I know. And this part took me a long time to trust, right? Because I used to say I'm imagining. Someone corrected me on this show, a guest on this show a few weeks ago, said we're not going to say that anymore because you're visioning. If you're imagining, it kind of makes your ego feel like you're making it up. And you know we're not, we're channeling. So I'm accessing your libraries. This appears to be like your Akashic library, all of your wisdom, all of your stories, your data from your files from other lifetimes. So my eyes are going to look funny for a second because I'm looking up above my computer, something that looks very much like a hologram to me. The grandmother you speak of, she's been grandmother a few times. But I want to see when that relationship has been different. So I'm scanning. She's been your mother before. There's a lifetime where you weren't related, but she adopted you. And that's like Peru. You had shoes that you had woven together, and you're wearing linen or woven clothes that are very soft. And I'm saying that because it's taking us back to a time period where before there were shops, there was a market you went to, but there weren't shops like there are today. And you were giving each other receipts that were kind of like carved in wax or something. And she took you in because your parents were killed. She was a neighbor. And she took you in and helped you, raised you. You thought she was older because she took care of you, but later in life you found out she was only about 4 or 5 years older than you. But she had herself so together. And I think she just pretended, like, okay, I'm just going to pretend I'm okay because I need to be okay for this person. And she just had the air of someone older, but you found out later she was pretty much your same age. So it looks like in the lifetimes after, she kept that vibe and she just kept showing up as older because it worked for you too, to just kind of play that role. Yeah. So, you know, let's look at this as part of your spiritual growth. Isn't it interesting that when you saw that picture, your physical body, this current brain, had like a ding, 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 I remember. Isn't that neat? I would encourage you to ask yourself, what kind of learner are you? When you were in school, how did you learn best? Was it hands-on? Did you want to watch it? Did you need to listen to it? Was it all of them together? Because this, however you learned best, that's also how you can uncover your past lifetimes. So maybe you could ask your angels, your non-human helpers, to bring forth music, movies, books, if you like to read, audio books, if that serves you better, that are in the time period of lifetimes that are great for you. And great can mean different things. They could be, you have to define that. Is it great because you learned a lot? Is it great because it was easy, abundant? Ask them to show you what lifetimes or periods in history were best for you. Because you may not go back and see your story. It's very rare that we're going to find out we were Catherine the Great or something. As much as you want to go to a psychic and they're going to say you were a princess. Don't. Just be you. Maybe you were someone special. In fact, I know you're someone special, but you know what I mean. It's, if you go to someone and they say you're a famous person, please rest on that and have discernment. But whoever you were, going back into that time period is going to help you remember, because when you were there, you ate the food, you wore the clothes, you listened to the music, you were part of that culture. So have fun with that. And I'm really proud of you for seeing that picture and knowing there's something there that's for me. Well done. Okay, this question is a little closer to home. This is Megan, I don't know which one, from Ankeny, Iowa. And Ankeny's, I'm in Des Moines. Ankeny is about 40 minutes from here. And this is what she says. I've been feeling incredibly stuck lately. My husband had an affair last year. You're very brave to say that. Thank you. And a few weeks ago, I actually said out loud, I don't know what I'm supposed to do anymore. About 5 minutes later, a hawk flew directly across my windshield. You almost got that on your computer screen. Sorry. A hawk flew directly across my windshield and landed on a fence right beside the road. I don't normally think much about signs, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. So how do we know when something like that is actually source, or the angels trying to get our attention? Well, I did know that question was coming, so I looked up what the hawk means. And this is a Pocket Guide to Spirit Animals by Dr. Stephen Farmer. Do you guys like Dr. Stephen Farmer? Never cut your bangs. Never, ever, ever cut your bangs. Do I have a hairpin? Hold on. We're going to fix it. We'll fix it. God, I don't care if it looks stupid. I don't care. This is a hawk. Listen, here's what they say, Megan. You're caught up in too many details. So step back so you can get a greater perspective on the situation. So think about the hawk. Up high, supremely great vision. They can see detail, okay? Like, ooh, that's a tiny little rabbit. I want to eat it. And they're like way up above. I don't think they talk like that, but I just gave the hawks an accent because I don't know why. You're caught up in too many details. So step back so you can get a greater perspective of the situation. Stay alert and focused on the task before you. eliminating as many distractions as possible. That doesn't mean you have to leave your husband. It doesn't mean he's a distraction. It's just like distractions. So you can really focus on you. It's okay to put yourself first. Spend some time observing and studying the situation. And when it's time for action, make it quick and decisive. Don't read the subtext. There's no subtext. Nobody's telling you have to leave your husband here. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Because I can feel some of your family and your friends saying, kick him out, kick him out. And it's your decision. Okay. Pay close attention to your surroundings as you're about to receive an important message. Be aware of any personal or psychic attacks and be prepared to defend yourself. Stop trying to change others or the situation and work instead on accepting things as they are. Oh, you know, that's a hard message to get when someone you love has betrayed your trust. I'm going to read this last part. Stop trying to change others or the situation and work instead on accepting things as they are. You know, you can't change what happened, but you can make choices about how you're reacting to it and how you're moving forward. And this is what they show me about your situation, okay? They show me, again, I'm going to look up at your blueprint, so pardon me, I'm not making eye contact right now. They show me that you very much wanted to find your equal partner. And your partner's name starts with a T or a J. And you have been partnered with him most of your lifetimes, either as husband, brother, or something where you're trying to be equal. Don't let the brother thing gross you out. It's actually very good to have some lifetimes where you're a sibling with your mate, because you learn about how to communicate, how to argue, okay? And then if you've had brother-sister lifetimes with someone, and then you're in love later, that's pretty cool, because it's like you've said, you know what, let's try to find each other and see if we really love each other. Then you find each other, you like each other, you love each other. Wow, that's really amazing, right? So you and your husband, yeah, been together so many times, and you've been brother and sister, you have this kind of elasticity that you're doing real bad things to each other, but then you snap back. But when you snap back, you've created a pattern that you just forgive each other. And then what I'm reading here is that there's not enough growth before you go back into the pattern of forgiveness. The forgiveness is wonderful. I mean, that must be hard, but there's too much forgetting in there. Forgive, interesting. Forget, huh? Are you really forgetting or are you burying? It's not an invitation to give up on each other. It's an invitation to be curious about, okay, well, why is this happening? And you don't have to be quiet about it. There's a difference between being assertive and aggressive. And I am hearing that there are people around you who are kind of making you feel like you're a bitch when you speak up for your needs. You're not. Now, maybe, here's Archangel Gabriel saying, you can read the room more. Yeah, say it in the way that it needs to be said, but say the things. Say the things. And take ownership in your part in this. Should he have cheated? No. Do you have a part in it? Yeah. Yeah, you do. I don't know what that part is, because you're not showing me. You don't want me to see Rachel speaking. You don't want me to see that part. It's not my business, but you do have a part in it. So see what that is and love yourself through it. And whatever you choose, love yourself through that. And know that at the base of your relationship, I see a really cool friendship. And that friendship can endure because you're both grown-ups. I sense that you have children, and your children, yeah, thank you, repeat please, yeah, your children are wanting to see their parents navigate their lives honestly and authentically, but also they don't need to see the drama. So for some reason, I'm supposed to tell you that. Yeah, I hope this helps you. I hope this helps you. This is not a business plug. But if you do need more assistance, and this goes for everybody, book a session, okay? RachelCorpus.com is my website. That's how you request a session. And then it costs what it costs. Invest in yourself. Do it, okay? And if that cost makes you nervous, there's a sliding scale. Only use the sliding scale if you need it, because I need to take care of my family too. But I don't want the money to prohibit you, okay? But if you need to go deeper, book a session with me or somebody else, okay? And if you want to call an 800 number psychic and do that, those people are gifted as well. You just need to say to your angels, get me to the right one, okay? You can do it. All right, how are we doing? Let's do a few more, shall we? Okay, this is Lucas in Potsdam, Germany. And Lucas spells his name with a K. I've never seen that before, Lucas. When I was a little boy, I used to sit outside at night and stare at the stars. I hope you still do that, Lucas. I would tell my parents that I wanted to go home, even though I was already home. I've forgotten about that for most of my adult life, but lately I've started having that exact feeling again when I look at the night sky. Why do some people seem to carry this strange homesickness? Why do I feel homesickness for some place that I've never physically been? Lucas from Potsdam, Germany. Well, my love, we often feel homesick for places off planet because we have not just incarnated on Earth. Earth is a place where what I have been taught as an angel incarnate, and I don't claim to know everything, so please do your own research. This is not the only place, right? This is not it. This is a place that we can venture to. We are not told, you go here now. When we are saying to our guides, our angels, or honestly, I'm just going to say whoever we talk to when we want to incarnate, this is a place where we can choose to come because it offers certain things that we can encounter. So there's a spectrum of things here. Of course, there's bliss. There is heartache. There's trauma. There's a whole spectrum. And then there's neutrality in the middle. So there are other planets where you can go where there's not the hardship. You just go there to kind of be in neutrality and be in bliss because there's a lot to learn there too. There's unconditional love. There's instant manifesting if you go to a planet where what you think happens right away. Wow, how much can we learn from that, right? Faith, trust, creativity, because how much can you create when you're not worried about money, right? There's planets for that. Earth is where you come to do the hard stuff, right? Now, per your question, those other places, they are out there. And when you decide to come here, because this is one of those more difficult places, you often give yourself reminders, stickers in the sky, stars in the sky, that are going to give you little roadmaps or little icons, depends on how you think about it, to remind you that you're not just of this place. Yes, you belong here. Yeah, you're from here, of course, because you're here. But you're also from other places. And those places, those experiences that you've learned, they belong to you as well. You have merit there. You have expertise from there. And even though that this experience includes forgetting all of that when you're born, super amnesia, you embedded codes to help yourself remember, oh yeah, I did that. You're not learning anything, you're remembering. You're going to hear me say that all the time because it's true. You're not learning anything, you're remembering. And as you remember, you're giving yourself thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. Through essences, you're going to smell things. Oh, wow, I remember. You're going to see things. You're seeing things in the stars that remind you of, oh, yeah, I remember that one time I lived there. Maybe you are one of the people that lived on Mars when Mars was able to inhabit, when people could inhabit Mars, or beings. I don't know. Think big. But that's why. And if you're homesick for it, what's that mean to you? It was a good experience. Here's the question that I have for your guides, if you'll allow it. I want to ask them, how can you access, and this is for all of us, right? How can we access those other lifetimes? How can we access that data, those memories of the other lifetimes we've had that are off of this planet? If that's true, and we're not just having mental episodes left and right, if we've been to other places, that means we have family there. We have ancestors there, right? We have history there. There's architecture that we love. How do we access it? Okay, so I'm going to ask that question and see what we get back. Here's how I'm doing that. I'm formulating a simple question. Let's do that together. The question should be something like, I need to know who I'm asking. I'm going to ask galactic guides. What I mean by that is anybody who helps my angels, my family on the other side, any of my helpers who are galactic in nature, extraterrestrial, anything like that, okay? So I'm calling them in for me and for you. And I want to feel them a little bit. That I like that. For me, it feels like that moment right before somebody you really trust and feel comfortable with, right before they're about to give you a hug. Do you know that feeling? When you want the hug and it's not a hug you have to do, but that little feeling right before, I can feel them in that way right when they come in, and it's about right here in my shoulders and right here, like a shawl. Okay. So you choose who you're asking if you want. If you're clairsentient, if you're a feeler or clairempathic, maybe feel them, feel their vibration, feel their energy. Then you want to choose the question. How about let's make our question, how do we remember memories from lifetimes off planet? How do we access, they said, how do we access memories from other planets? Then you just start repeating. Repeating that question, stay in the resonance or the vibration of that question. Don't go to the answer, not your business. How do we access memories from other planets? How do we access memories from other planets? And then if you can't stay on task, then you just go to something that's like blank room, blank space. Let yourself fall into like this blank computer screen or blank TV screen in your mind, blank space, and you wait for them to show you. That's the process. We're not going to do it now, but that's your process. Okay. You decide who you're asking. You call them in if you want to feel them. That part is up to you if you're a feeler. You create the simple question. You repeat the question in your mind on repeat because that keeps you in the vibration of the question, not the answer, because that's not your business. If you can't focus on the question, if your mind doesn't work that way, then the alternate is imagine you're going into a blank room, a blank space, or you're looking at a blank TV. And the way you do that is you say to yourself, blank space, and you just fall into it. Watch, I'll do it. Blank space. I'm going to do it silently now. Sometimes I have to do it more than once. Kind of like when a hypnotist says, now sleep and sleep. It's that feeling. This allows you to receive information and not hunt for it. Don't try to bite it. Just stay there and receive. Good luck with that, friend. All right, we have a caller named Tess. Tess, how can we serve you tonight?
Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much. You've been really helping me through a rough year. So, I'm
Amen.
calling in. Speaking of what you're just speaking of, I remember previous lifetimes.
Do you
And I
really?
actually
Good for
don't,
you.
yes. And I've revisited my birth in my dreams. And I just remember, and everyone that was there reiterates that I looked relieved. So I do hold a fear of having to go through a birthing process again. So I am hoping that this is my last time here on Earth. But when I look in the mirror, it shocks me because I remember being something else. I'm 32 years old. I've never grown accustomed to my image. And I didn't speak until I was 4 years old. And the first thing I ever said was, am I a monster? And I asked this because everywhere I went my entire life, I was stopped because of my appearance. I was the favorite from both sides of my family because of my beauty, my proximity to whiteness, my blue eyes, my blonde hair. And I was the favorite of everyone in the family. I come from Mormon, very powerful Mormon leaders, and a Swiss family that were Nazis. And so both sides of my family, eugenics, has really run the show. And I also have firsthand experience with the human trafficking and human cloning of Epstein's network. And so here I am at 32, and I've spent my entire life trying to fulfill a purpose that burns so deeply inside of me. And I've pursued a legal degree, and right before I was going to graduate, circumstances came in the way. And I'm being called to Switzerland. I'm being called in the midst of everything in my life falling apart. And I'm aching to reconnect with the land. I've always had an easier time speaking with plants and animals and insects than humans. And I want to know, when is the right timing for me to move there?
Is it Hawaii? Is that where you're going?
Oh, no, Switzerland.
Zurich. Switzerland. Wow.
Yeah. That's where my father is from, and my mother is Mormon, but both of my parents are atheists. And so I grew up always with a very strong sense of divine, despite not having that reflected around me. And I did not have safe adults growing up. And so finding you has been life-changing because you offer a different take on spirituality and also... Yeah. Just a reminder, I've always known that there is this unbelievable love that I never knew on Earth, but I know it's there, and I know that I carry it with me everywhere I go.
Yeah, you're it. You brought it in with you, which is why they were trying to siphon it from you.
Yes.
But you didn't let them. You're
no.
free.
Burning brighter than ever.
And as you do this, you need to know that there's no way they can stop it. There's no sabotage. So don't let that trick your mind, okay? That's old propaganda. That's old story. That's part of the abuse cycle when they said that if you go out on your own, if you go big, if you do your own thing, you can't do it. So that's an old, it's an old branding that they put on you. And it's from other lifetimes too, that they try to scar it into you. So it's not from what I'm being shown, you have the Midas touch, and they're putting an alchemizing symbol. They're giving you an alchemizing symbol that you can carry in your palm, and it's gold. It's like it's a round symbol with a dot in it. It's the alchemical symbol for gold. And they said it's the closest thing they have to an element that belongs to you. It's not really gold. It's something higher. It's a higher frequency. It's like something that dwells within you. to me as an angel, it looks like it resonates the same way as love, but it's from a planet somewhere. So here's what I want. Let's be real world for a second.
No, you've been very helpful.
Well, whatever, it's like in your, it's in your chakra system, and it definitely affects your blood count and your blood type.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I'm talking about here?
Well, throughout, so it took me law school. It's been now 5.5 years of fighting. You know, my angels have intercepted at every yeah. single turn, but I'm
yes.
very stubborn. And so, and my family has all been, you know, Supreme Court justices. And so
right.
this was a
right.
life, right, that I
right.
wanted to. I wanted
but
to be the opposite of them, but I'm realizing
right,
there's
right, right,
nothing
right.
that I can do in the legal system. And every time I was in law school, I had anemia and I had very low iron, low blood count.
Yeah, they were
and
sabotaging
as soon as I would
you.
Step away from the moment I would leave law school, my blood tests were healthy. And the moment yeah. I would go back in, I could barely keep my eyes open.
Yeah. But that's done. They can't do it anymore. There's something on your, I'm looking at your auric field, gorgeous. And then within your auric field, it almost reminds me of like those Russian Matryoshka dolls, those stacking dolls. One of your layers has like it looks like a barcode. And that barcode, when I go over with my hand and put it on there, I can touch it because I'm a friend. But if somebody was not friendly, they're not allowed to touch you.
Yeah.
So I don't know why it was allowed before, except I think it was your parents. Or supposedly the people you came in through, the vehicles you came in through.
Right.
Maybe that's why it was allowed before, or why it happened before. I really don't know.
Right.
I could look at it for you later. But now, as you do your thing, and there's something about Hawaii too. Stay open to Hawaii. There's going to be some travel there. There's two locations.
Okay. I'm open to it.
Because the spirit's the same. The spirit is the same. So someone's going to be inviting you to stay there, like stay on my property. And we're going to do this. It's a business model, but it's very spiritual. And
yeah.
you're going to be writing your story. The story you're writing is not just yours. It's somebody else's as well. So you don't have to say it's yours. It's going to be several people's, and it's a spiritual story. It's not necessarily trauma based. It's more like how you woke up.
Oh.
Okay. It doesn't have to be about the trafficking. It's about you remembering who you are as a light worker, and you might not even call it that. It might be something else.
I will be looking up the alchemical symbol and the symbol of gold. That really
yeah.
resonates.
It looks like a boob.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll know it when you see it.
Oh, thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you.
Well, honey, thank you for what you're doing here and for staying on Earth and getting through it. Because I bet there were some times you're like, I'm out of here, but you didn't. And you stayed, and look at what you're doing.
I've always known, even though I was raised by atheists, I knew that I was one quick act away from returning. And I remember where returning was so much better. And so there has been times since I was a very young child that I have wanted to leave. But I am here and I am enjoying life for the first time. So thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. Please find me on Facebook and be my friend.
Okay. Bye, Rachel. Thank you.
Bye, sister. Thanks for calling. See, it's Earth is the place where we come to do very big things, and they can be very hard things. But you meet people like Tess who are so incredibly brave, and I can't say she's coming out the other side because I think she's got a lot more that she's going to be doing. But look, we can do it. We can help each other. I got word that I get to go a little bit late tonight because we had some technical difficulties. So I'm just going to keep going until I'm told I can't. So here we go. Let's do another question. This is from Marcus in British Columbia. Oh, Marcus, I love you, but I don't want to answer that question. Don't hate me. Sorry. I don't want to talk about jobs. You are living someone else's life. Stop it. Stop. Yeah, I'm not the right person to answer that either. Get a career coach, my love. I love you. You can do better. Sophie from Reading, England. I don't know if I'm saying that right. You started meditating because you wanted to quiet your mind. But during one meditation, you saw what looked like a doorway filled with light. I've seen this doorway. I had the very distinct sensation that someone was standing on the other side waiting for me. I opened my eyes because it frightened me, but I hadn't been able to stop thinking about it. What might an experience like that mean? And should I have gone through the doorway? No. The doorway, oh, let me just access that file for you. Okay, no, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. You can go through that doorway in dreams because in the dream you were going into a library. So you might have heard me reference the Akashic Records earlier. They're saying that when those are presented in our dreams, go right through because you're going into a different dimension or into one of the Akashic Records, one of the records places where we're keeping our memories or something like that. They said, don't hesitate. Don't be afraid. There is nothing and nothing to fear. The reason why my Rachel ego brain said no right away is because we have been rewriting or reworking what happens after we leave our physical body. And we've been telling each other for a really long time, go into the light, go into the light. What? You're not really supposed to go into the light. Don't go into the light. Just wait, wait. Because anything you see, honestly, after you leave your physical body, you just need to wait. Because you have everything you need already within you. You have the light within you. You have all of the tools you need within you. So, whatever you're shown, whether it's light, angels, rainbows, family, food, women, men, whatever, gold, your response gets to be, thank you. I have everything I need inside. Thank you. One of my near-death experiences, I was taught to say, thank you, I go with God. Or you could say source. Thank you, I'm with source. So that's why I responded that way real quick, but it was too quick because that's not what you were asking. So when you leave your body, it's your transition time to go into the light. It's not needed. You just wait. And there will be a guide to walk you for sure, but we don't go into the light. That's from the movies. When you're dreaming, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Because you're going into a different passageway. You can explore. Okay, you're safe to do that. Oh, I have this is the last question we'll do tonight. This one was interesting. Someone asked me to use the dowsing rods. If you're new to the show or you're new to my work, I really love using divination tools, even though I'll say you don't need anything like this to channel. I like to pull out my rods sometimes. They're awfully wrinkly, right? Like me, because I've had them for so long. They're wrinkly, they have character. But I like to pull them out so that you can see what the angels are saying sometimes. So there's no way I could affect these. These are made of copper. I always know who I'm talking to. Ultimately, I'm always working with source, always working with the light, always. So I'll say to my angels, I will say, could I use these rods to ask some questions? Could you show me what a yes means? Yes, that's a yes. Show me a no. Give me a hug. Lemons. Show me what a maybe looks like. Usually, like straight out. Kind of hard to tell on a video, but this is straight out. Show me a no. Show me a yes. Show me where my door is. Show me where my purse is. Very good. Okay, so you can use things to find. And I do have a door over there, both sides. All right, so let's go ahead and ask this question. Someone wanted me to ask the dowsing rods. Really, we're asking the angels, we're asking Source and the angels, are data centers using as much water as they say they are? I'm staying in the vibration of the question. Even though I can't affect these rods, I'm still not going to put my ego into it. It's not my job. You don't want to know what Rachel thinks. We're asking the angels. Are data centers using as much water as they say they are? No. Are data centers being prepared for something else entirely besides data? No. Are data centers being created for something beyond data? Yes. Is the water being used for something beyond data? Yes. Angels, are you willing to give your opinion? Yes. I want to see if I'm speaking to a specific angel because I feel like I am. Archangel Gabriel. Thank you. I also feel that I have Mother Earth with me. She has a very specific, and you might see my auric field right now. The light around me is changing. That's Mother Earth's aura. You just kind of look like right above here. I'm going to outline it. When I talk to Mother Earth, my light changes. Are we to, is this going to get better for us? No. Are you wanting us to intervene? Yes. Okay, well, we should talk more about that to make plans legally. Let's do it legally, friends, shall we? Also, did you know? Let's not do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't. But did you know if you go up to a data center and you yell into, like, you go really loud, that it messes with the data center? But don't do that. Don't do that. You would never want to do that, right? You'd never want to interfere with anything like that. You'd never, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Do everything legally. What we will do, though, we'll set an intention. And I have some incense here because you know, since we're not really in a physical world, that everything we do, prayers, intentions, as above, so below, whatever we create makes a difference. This is incense paper. I hope you use it. I love this stuff. This is cedarwood and hinoki. It's from a website called optatum.co.kr. It means it's made in Korea. Love this stuff. And it comes in sheets of four. So then you just take off the one that you want, you crinkle it up. You put it in a clip. I have this little handy clip that I have from a different set. Then you light it and it does its thing. And so I put it in the little ashtray with some pink salt in the bottom. Then you light it and it can refresh your room. But what I love to do with these is I will write an intention on them or a prayer before I light them. So let's do that. We are going to write that everything done for Mother Earth is for her highest good. Everything done for Mother Earth is for her highest good. We know that as people, in these avatars, we can't manage all the details of this, but we're setting the intention. This is our best hope. This is our prayer. So I've written it on there. I wrote it in green. That felt right. Love me some colored pens. That's the little girl in me. We're going to light it up. Burn, baby, burn. Here we go. With the smoke, I bless you, my beautiful audience, my friends. I'm proud of the work that you do. Let this go into your heart, into your eyes, into your ears, into your spirit, into your ego. Let it guide your feet. Let it clear you in all timelines, all densities, all dimensions. Let it clear your home, your workspace, your car, your property, your animals, your loved ones, all parts of you. Thank you for spending this time with us today. I want you to know that you can always, always reach out to me on my website. It's rachelcorpus.com. You can request a session with me on my website. There is a sliding scale. Hear me say, use the sliding scale only if you need it. Girl's got to pay her bills. And you can find me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and I have a YouTube channel. Find me there. I have some classes coming up. You know, we're starting, I am starting a psychic school online and in person this fall. So wait for details. That's going to come up pretty soon. More than anything, hear me say, you are seen, you are heard, you are loved. I love you very much. See you next time. Keep that halo straight.
Breathe deep, let the light come in. No perfect questions, no polished disguise, just real people talking to the other side. I ask the angel, come on, ask away. Ghosts, guides, pets, and past lives, all on the show. Truth with